Today is Thursday, April 24th, 2008, and this is an editorial comment from the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at United Airlines. This is retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts, a proud member of the vocal minority, reporting from Chicago. Good God Almighty, could the news get any more frightening? Airline employees are beset daily with ominous headlines forecasting the end of times as we know them. First quarter meltdown, bankruptcies, liquidation, record oil prices, mergers, recession, job cuts. What in the world are we to make of all of this? Well, first, let's just take a breath here. The first step in controlling people is first to frighten them. You then proceed to a posture of bold leadership wherein you and you alone must be trusted to bring order out of chaos, to restore sanity and security to an out-of-control situation. A classic example of this tactic began 6 years ago when George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld and company sold a frightened nation on the idea of invading Iraq. We were told that the payoff would be a stable Middle East, low oil prices, flourishing democracies, and a restoration of trust and respect for America around the world. So, how did that work out? These days, in the flush of wretched economic results for the U.S. airline industry, assorted CEOs, led by our very own Glenn Fletcher Tilton, are issuing dire warnings for our common future. The storyline being crafted here is to convince us that the only way out of this mess is industry consolidation, expanded foreign ownership, cabotage, frontline staffing cuts, and the ever-popular productivity increases, that is, doing more with less, only if we make it work. The alternative, we're told, is another round of bankruptcies, or worse. You get the idea here. The man who brought us 38 months of obscenely expensive bankruptcy, draconian labor concessions, abandonment of employee pensions and health plans, a 50% reduction of the United workforce, and a business plan based on $50 a barrel oil, is once again asking us to trust his judgment in charting the future of this company. Perhaps it's telling that Chairman Tilton still hasn't scheduled a date for the annual UAL shareholders meeting at which he might be held accountable, nor has he issued a proxy statement which would reveal just how much more in the way of raises and bonuses he and his senior management vermin have extorted in the past year. Their dreadful performance might just prove too embarrassing in a public forum. In the days and weeks ahead, we'll no doubt be absorbing unsettling news about the future of our company and our industry. Chairman Tilton will be asking us to trust him as he charts a new flight plan through this turbulence. He'll seek to create the mindset that labor contract improvements are out of the question. Indeed, the phrase shared sacrifice might once again be invoked, to which our common response should be a thundering bullshit. Just as the American people have grown sick and tired of the lies and incompetence of the Bush administration over these past 7.5 years, so too have the 60,000 proud professionals of United become disgusted with the monumental greed and blunders of the Tilton administration during the past 5.5 years. One will soon be history. The other should quickly follow. There's only one voice you should listen to and trust as this daily drama unfolds, your union. AFA leadership, in concert with our labor colleagues throughout this company, offers the only course for a better work life and the permanent shutdown of Tilton's Kool-Aid stand. Dial us up again on May 8th, and many thanks for checking in.